in a penny. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Tomorrow's the day, Saturday, 4:44 p.m., summer solstice, first official day of summer. It's going to feel like it today with a high of 93. Here's Dean Richards with some entertainment news, some hot entertainment news. Hi, Dean.
We do have some unusually busy Friday. Usually Friday's slowed down a little bit, but
Not today.
This news of the IO Theater completely closing permanently was, I think, a pretty big shock. I mean, it started off as Improv Olympic. My longtime pal, Sharna Halpern, helped to found it. She is now the owner of it, and it's been running successfully. You look at their list of alumni, people who got their start at I.O., Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Stephen Colbert, Chris Farley, Mike Myers. The list goes on and on and on of some of the biggest names in Saturday Night Live history and contemporary comedy all got their start. With I.O., and they've been closed, as everything else has, since the beginning of the pandemic. But like a lot of people, the bill still had to be paid. Property tax needed to be paid, and Sharna Halpern said that is the reason that the doors will not be opening again at I.O., because they moved from from being a really storefront location to a slightly bigger theater on Clark Street to now a massive complex, really, where they were doing classes and, they were doing a lot of the same thing that Second City does. In addition to performances on their main stage, they, also were training people at the same time. And they have this big, beautiful facility, which is over on Kingsbury Street, just off of North Avenue, where what I call the Disneyland Whole Foods store, because it's so enormous. Mm-hmm. And, you need guides to walk you through this store because it's so big. And that complex back there is where I.O. is. And, the real estate taxes were due. And so they, Sharna decided not to open the doors again. On a side note, though, over the last couple of weeks, there have been some allegations about leveled at Sharna and I.O. of racism by former staff members, students at I.O. that started on change.org. And Sharna has denied all of those allegations and says that has nothing to do with closing the theater. It's strictly financial. But I'm very sad that a very, very long time entertainment institution in Chicago is thrown in the towel.
Yeah, I'm depressed about that, too. I know, Sharna, as you do, and you talk about helping talent over the years. And Lorne Michaels would fairly regularly visit there to recruit people for Saturday Night Live, right?
Yep.
And I know Sharna mentioned the protests, and she said she wanted to be clear that if it were not for the pandemic, she wouldn't be closing. She'd be meeting with the protesters. And she did say that one of the demands was for her to hire advisors with a salary, and she just was not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The property tax was a big issue for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was all financial. I haven't spoken to her. I've tried to reach out, but I think she's just understandably kind of laying low at this time. She made a statement, and that's all really that she has to say right now. But according to what she's saying, it's all about the money. And if there's no money, there's no money. What are you going to do?
Jimmy Kimmel is taking some time off. What's the idea here? What's he going to do? What are they going to show on ABC?
This is going to be interesting. I think I sort of like this idea because it reminds me of when Johnny Carson used to go on vacation. They didn't do reruns back in the day. They would have guest hosts filling in.
Mm-hmm.
And, either the guest hosts were great. Like, if you caught when Rickles was filling in, it was fantastic.
Yep.
If you caught Dr. Joyce Brothers filling in, no disrespect. But
McLean Stevenson?
Not quite as compelling as having a Don Rickles or a Bob Newhart filling in. But Jimmy Kimmel announced last night that he's going to be last night was his last show of the summer. He'll be back in the fall. But guest hosts are going to be filling in for him. They haven't announced who will be doing it yet, but he did this once before, and people like Shaquille O'Neal and Chris Pratt and Tracy Ellis Ross, Will Arnett, I'm trying to remember some of the people who filled in for him, but it was kind of entertaining. It was kind of fun to see these guest hosts sort of awkwardly go through this, and especially if they're not going to be doing it from the studio, if they're going to be doing at-home versions the way that Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, and Stephen Colbert have been doing, and all of the other late-night hosts, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how the whole thing is going to go. If you have got some time today, go on Kimmel's YouTube page. While he was making the announcement from the back bedroom where Jimmy Kimmel does his show now, out walks in a bathrobe Matt Damon, talking about that he's been living in Kimmel's house without his knowledge for the past 3 months. This Matt Damon-Jimmy Kimmel feud is hilarious. I thought would have run out of gas a long time ago, but it's just as funny every time that they do it, and it's definitely worth a watch today.
Do they have a list yet of the guest hosts?
They do not.
That'll be interesting.
They do not. I've already contacted them, and I thought that you would be a good... you actually really would be a great guest host. You know, I said it originally as a joke, but in my mind, it's like, Bob could really do a good job with this.
Only if you'd come on with me and do a cooking segment and then
fantastic.
Set yourself on fire.
And have something go wrong. I can't tell you, since we've been talking about this the last couple of days, how many people think that this should be my signature thing.
Absolutely.
With my cooking segments, where something dramatically goes wrong, and it's a near-death experience with every recipe.
Oh, we would want to see that.
It's a new kind of reality show.
No question.
Yeah.
I always like it when, instead of just cancellations, we can talk about things that are opening, and you've got some theater news for us today, I know.
I do. AMC Theaters, like 3 weeks ago, said that they might not reopen at all, that they were facing the same kind of financial problems that IO and so many other businesses are. But now they yesterday announced that they are going to be opening their theaters on July the 15th with, new precautions. There's going to be limited attendance. They're only going to let a certain percentage of people into the theaters. They're going to have a deep cleaning regimen. Both in the theaters after every movie showing and deep cleaning at the end of every day. Concessions you buy on your phone and then you go and pick up, so there's very little person-to-person contact there. Everything is going to be done as remotely as possible with this. The big question is that they say that they're opening on July the 15th, and I guess I'm taking this as a soft opening because there really are not any new big movies opening until the end of July. So, I don't know if they're just going to be showing 101 Dalmatians or...
yeah, The Wizard of Oz, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, just, maybe some classics to kind of get the wheels going again and, see who's going to come and who's not going to come. So far, since they made that announcement, there has been very little interest advanced ticket sales wise. So I don't know if that's an indication that people aren't not comfortable going back to the theater yet, or they're just not interested in going to see movies they could easily watch at home. I think a lot of people got spoiled over the last 3 or 4 months and really, really enjoy watching movies at home now.
Yeah, I think so. And in the Trib today, Michael Phillips talking about the popularity of the McHenry Outdoor Theater these days and the pop-up screens in parking lots,
right,
and every place now. And I didn't hear about this. He was writing about a couple of additional projects, not announced yet, but they will be in the vicinity of the Adler Planetarium and Soldier Field.
Hmm.
So I think those are places people are going to want to go.
Yeah, and those are perfect spots, to see something outside. That spot where the Hamilton exhibit was, and you know, it just never made a go of it. It's not the most convenient spot to get to. It's sort of where Meg's Field used to be. They put up this big, you know, structure. That would be a great place, like, you know, for how they would show movies in Grant Park, where you can, you know, sit on the lawn. But there, obviously, there'd have to be, you know, some restrictions on spacing, and they keep things safe along the lakeshore right now. But I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see that the movie theaters and drive-in theaters are coming back, and you know, people are interested.
Check the vacant lot near you for a movie screen. They're also going to do a summer screening series on the outdoor patio of the Music Box Lounge. So that's it's what people feel comfortable doing right now. And as long as we have the good weather, why not?
We'll get. I have a neighbor that projects movies on the side of their garage. Some people are doing that. I don't know what kind of equipment is required. It's not a TV set. Huh. It's some kind of projector that they bring outside, and they have, you know, like a backyard barbecue kind of thing, but they show movies on the side of their garage. And I'm two doors over. I shout over reviews to them and spoilers while they're watching the movie.
All right, Dean Richards, what do you like for weekend viewing?
Got a couple of new movies that are opening this week. If you like nail biters, we've got a new movie that's called 7500, which I never knew is the air traffic control code for a hijacking. There's, you know, so thankfully that hasn't happened in a long time, but apparently when it does, the talk is we've got a 7500. So that's the name of a new movie that stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who is kind of a novice pilot who is co-piloting a plane when it is taken over by terrorists. The pilot meets his demise, and now he's suddenly in charge trying to figure out what to do. It's incredibly intense, incredibly white-knuckling. The way that they made this movie was not so much with a script, but an outline. So the dialogue is trying to find its way. It's not quite as concise as I think it should have been. That would have gotten to the point a little bit better. And there are some ethnic profiling storylines that go on in this movie that, especially given the times that we're living in right now, just didn't seem like the smart thing to have in a movie. But that said, if you like a white knuckler, this one will definitely give it to you. I gave it a Dean's List B. Kevin Bacon has a new movie that's out today as well that's called You Should Have Left. This one is just a classic horror movie. Family goes for a summer getaway. They rent a house. They should have checked to see on the Airbnb whether or not it was haunted or not first, because this house was. And the story plays out of, you know, these spirits who do not like the new people moved into the house. Also a great white knuckler, and, you know, full of suspense. I gave that one a Dean's List B. My favorite of the new movies that's out this weekend is called Dads, and it's a documentary from Bryce Howard, Bryce Dallas Howard, the daughter of Ron Howard, Academy Award-winning director, and from Happy Days and the Andy Griffith Show. It's the story about what makes a dad a dad, and different dad experiences, both from celebrated dads like her father, Ron Howard, or Will Smith, or Jimmy Fallon, or Conan O'Brien, or Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. They have all kinds of celebrity dads. Neil Patrick Harris is included in there, but also some non-celebrity dads who are just doing amazing things raising their kids. It's sweet. It's touching. It's very revealing. And for all the dads that go, well, moms get all the attention on Mother's Day, and we dads don't get anything, you've got yourself a movie right here celebrate you. So that is on Bob's favorite Apple TV Plus.
I'm working on getting it.
So you can check that out one of these days. A couple of new series. One is a brand new series called Love, Victor. actor that kind of is born from the motion picture of a couple of years ago, Love, Simon, a teenager who is new in school, coming to terms with being the new kid in school, but also coming to terms with his own sexual identity. It's sweet and touching and affirming for Pride Month, that the month of June is. There's also the second season of The Politician on Netflix that is debuting today as well. I liked season one. I have not seen any of the episodes of season two yet, but it's a Ryan Murphy production. It's Ben Platt. Bette Midler is part of the second season. Judith Light. So lots of big names. And there's a new Perry Mason on HBO Max. It is not Raymond Burr-like at all. This one is set in the 1930s. He's still a defense attorney looking for truth and not letting anything get in his way of finding the truth. Matthew Rhys plays the new Perry Mason on HBO Max. For Juneteenth, we've got a couple of picks. There are a couple of really great movies that tie in with all that's going on today with the protests and a better understanding of what people who do not look like you go through. The movie called The Hate U Give was powerful. I gave a Dean's List A when it came out a couple of years ago. The movie Queen and Slim, similarly, a story about a couple out on a date. They're stopped by a policeman. Tragedy ensues as a result of it. I gave that a Dean's List A. And I just also wanted to bring to everybody's attention the movie Zootopia, which is a Disney movie. And it's animated animals. It's foxes and raccoons and giraffes and all different kinds of animals. Guess what? The animals have a prejudice against each other and stereotype each other.
Interesting.
And this movie is the animals working out their differences to realize that they are all God's creatures. And it's a way of kind of dealing with everything that's going on right now in a very kid-friendly fashion that doesn't hit you over the head with, a lot of things that are difficult to talk about with kids. Mm-hmm. So Zootopia is the name of that one. Highly recommended.
Watch your pets. We can learn. I've got a 7400 emergency now, Dean. I got to get to the newsroom. Have a good weekend.
Got these codes.
Talk to you Monday.
See you later.
All right.